The synopsis reads, in a small town struggling with addiction, a local sheriff, played by John Travolta, tries to maintain the peace when desperate family man Shelby, played by Shiloh Fernandez, robs a pill mill. The supposedly easy score takes a violent turn, alerting the New Orleans Mafia's revenge-seeking enforcer. That is the synopsis of Mobland. Mobland was written and is directed by Nicholas Maggio, who joins us now. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing very well. I was excited to read up on this, was even more excited when we realized it's set just down the road in New Orleans. So tell us all about Mobland.
Actually set in Alabama. The characters come from New Orleans, but, you know, it's still the South, at least.
Gotcha.
It's a simple film filled with a lot of layers.
John Travolta playing the sheriff here. I mean, he's pretty much done it all. How did y'all pair up?
So I got the script to Steven Dorff. Steven read it. He loved it. He sent it to John and said, you know, here's a film I think you should do. Luckily, I'd like to think the script wasn't that bad. John liked it. He responded to it. We talked. And once he signed on, man, the thing just kind of rolled and he was in. Financing the rest of the cast, it all just kind of went from there. But Steven's the one who got it to John. He's the one who really was my champion early on and kind of maybe not talked John into it, but definitely got the script to him and got him excited about the project.
We're talking with Nicholas Maggio, the writer and director of Mobland, a new John Travolta film. Kevin Dillon also in this. Y'all might remember him from Entourage as Johnny Drama over there. Walk us through the storyline, because we talk about robbing in the synopsis, talks about robbing a pill mill. This is going to cross paths with a crisis that America is facing right now everywhere we turn. Was there intent to lean on reality?
You know, I think, you know, for sure there was more or less the, you know, it's not a terribly original story in the sense that it's a heist gone wrong. It's a trope we've seen before, but I really wanted to use that as the backdrop to tell a character story between Shelby and Clayton. But yeah, I think once I started writing the story, I started getting into the pill mills. I started, you know, the pain clinics, just using that as means to drive the story. And it just felt so fitting seeing what's happening in middle America, the South. I mean, everywhere, to be honest, but yeah.
We're talking with Nicholas Maggio. He's the writer and director of Mobland. Let's talk about Alabama as a backdrop a little bit, Northern Alabama to be specific. As we see Hollywood get out, you know, stretch your legs a little bit and work throughout more and more parts of the country, we get different vibes, different feedbacks. What's it like working out there?
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that we didn't come off as, you know, Hollywood people coming in and telling the redneck story of, you know, the South. Both my parents born and raised right there in Mississippi. I was born in New Orleans. The South is very familiar to me. So I wanted to be honest to the people, to the locations, the demographics, landscape, when I told the story. And I think we did that. And so Northern Alabama, for me, it's just far enough away, you know, from the South that I know, but it's still very, very close enough to where it all, you know, makes sense to where I felt comfortable being there and setting the story.
We're talking with Nicholas Maggio, writer and director of Mobland, which is in theaters now. Nicholas, let's talk about from the perspective of filmmaking overall. We've seen, and I've been asking a lot of folks about this since COVID. The game has changed now. How has making a movie been different lately?
Yeah, I mean, we shot this about a year ago, so I was still masked up on set. We shot it in Georgia, actually. And, you know, having I think we were all used to it by then, used to working in those environments. But, you know, between that and then, you know, the safety concerns, especially when you're doing a film that requires some gun work. Between those two things, we had a lot on our plates as far as making everybody feel safe and running a safe set. But yeah, it's a challenge. It adds another layer of concern that I think everyone has to deal with. But, you know, we still get the job done and we figure it out.
Nicholas, a lot of what folks are going to see on screen stems from your inspirations as well. Coming up wanting to get into films, who were some of your inspirations?
I mean, I still cite Reservoir Dogs, Tarantino's Reservoir Dogs, as the movie that got me into independent cinema, and especially the kind of brutal, violent cinema that started to proliferate the 90s, the renaissance of independent filmmaking. So, you know, and I'm not just a Tarantino fan. There's everything from, you know, Scorsese. I love Tim Sutton. Anyone doing neo-noirs, Coen brothers. I mean, anyone doing and dabbling in that world, I'm in love with the poetic brutality of kind of uniquely American stories.
Well, you bring up Tarantino and Reservoir Dogs, and then you got to make the connection back to John Travolta there, since he was in Pulp Fiction. did that click right away?
Yeah, it's funny because maybe day, you know, four or five, I'm sitting in the trailer with John, we're going over notes, and, you know, we're drinking coffee, and I'm like, okay, so, you know, because I'm new at this, I'm a, you know, semi-young director, I was like, you got to give me at least one Tarantino story. So he gave me a couple, and he was very, very sweet about it, but he still talks about that whole experience very fondly. He's a Tarantino fan for sure.
Awesome to hear. Nicholas Maggio is our guest. We're talking about Mobland, which is in theaters now. All right, biggest surprise along the way. What kind of left you taken aback when making this movie?
I mean, you know, every single turn, every single thing I did was a surprise. Everything I thought I knew about independent filmmaking was wrong. I had to, think on my feet, learn quickly. I mean, it was a wild, wild ride. But, I think the let's call it a lesson is, really trusting people who have been doing this, for longer than I have and know this process. So in my case, it was John, watching him on set, really paying attention and understanding, the decisions he would make and the questions he would ask. I think it was a big surprise for me to see that an actor, or watch an actor care so much and be so passionate, even though it's a small independent film. I would like to think he was just as passionate, the whole cast, as a bigger budget picture.
So the trailer gives away nothing that it doesn't have the big budget behind it. I mean, the trailer leads me to believe that this is right up there with everything you would expect from a huge studio flick. And yet, the tenor of this conversation makes it sound like there were limited resources.
Yeah, the trailer's there. It's a marketing tool. It's there to sell tickets. It's there to sell VOD. It makes it look like a very, very action-packed film, and there are punctuations of action and violence, but it is definitely more of it's a dramatic crime thriller. It's a crime story. It's a little bit of a slow burn that kind of picks up and kind of ends abruptly and leaves you thinking, and it's by far more of a character study than it is just a kind of shoot 'em up action flick.
Couple minutes left with Nicholas Maggio, writer and director of Mobland. Okay, so you're from New Orleans. New Orleans Mafia plays a role here. I would assume there's intentionality behind that tie-in. How does New Orleans play into it, or how does New Orleans Mafia play into this?
You know, really, I just needed a good antagonist that comes in. I didn't go too far into the history of the characters. They're more of just a catalyst. The story of the New Orleans Mafia is just a catalyst to get into the character study. So I needed something believable, something that was maybe fairly familiar to people. And so Dixieland Mafia, Louisiana, New Orleans Mafia, I didn't want to get too deep because it's not the part of the story, but it is something that I think a lot of people at least understand that there is a version of organized crime in the South as well as there is in, Brooklyn or Queens or something.
Last one before we get you out of here, and I greatly appreciate your time. That is, what's next? What are you working on? And when are you coming to film in Louisiana?
Man, I would absolutely love to go to Baton Rouge. I love that town. I would love to be in New Orleans or, any of the surrounding areas. I love the South. I love New Orleans and Louisiana and Mississippi. Everything I write has a small town element to it, some type of a uniquely American story. Mm-hmm. So I have a few scripts, but I got one I'm working on, and it takes place in the South again. And I think we could easily tweak it to be Baton Rouge, and maybe I'll come out there and we'll need an extra there. So I think we got a role for you.
Well, I appreciate that. I was looking to hook you up with the folks over at Celtic Studios. Let's make this thing happen. He is Nicholas Maggio. Mobland, it stars John Travolta. It is in theaters now. He's the writer and director, Nicholas Maggio. Appreciate you hopping on board for a few minutes.
Thank you so much for having me.